I wanted to go through a tshuva from Mariha Bazak, which is the Sheilot Tshuva, which are compiled by Kol Eretz Chemda, which is a Dati Lumi Kol in Yerushalayim. They train their avrichim, their students, to take the exams of Dayanus for the Rabbanut here in Eretz Yisrael. And they also have an answering service where they answer questions from across the world. And a lot of them come from Dati Lumi places, really, across the globe. And for each tshuva, they actually write where it comes from. So, being this is right before Yom HaTzmud, I thought we would read a tshuva that they wrote concerning questions about Yom HaTzmud activities. This tshuva comes from Tennessee. I assume it's coming from Memphis, Tennessee. And we'll read the question and the answer. The question is as follows. Bein kochot shonim ha-poalim b'kila, hitorer vikuach b'kesher l'tzivyon chagigat yom ha'atzmot ha-karei uva. Basically, there's a bit of a debate in the community concerning the nature of the celebration of how one should celebrate Yom Ha'atzmot. Anu bakshim ladat et ha-mekorot ha-hilchatim aleim vasim et ha-heter l'istaper l'itgalech וכן לשמוע מוזיקה והופעה חיה במהלך מסיבת היום, למרות שהימים הם ימי ספירת העומר. Basically, we want to know what are the halachic sources and references that the leniency for shaving, cutting hair, and listening to music, especially live music, are for celebrations for Yom HaTzmud. Where does it come from? Despite the fact that this is during the period of Sfiras Omer, we know during Sfiras Omer we're not allowed to listen to certainly not to live music, recorded music. Also, many poskim say that the custom is to refrain from that as well, and certainly from shaving and from haircutting. So where does the heter come from? Kamo kenit bakashnu la'atert mekarot l'inyanim ha'nizkar la'el b'matzav ha'shana, ha'im yish shinui l'halacha ha'shana bo yom ha'atzmu enu nachug bizman ela mukdam. Similarly, we want to know what is the basis for celebrating Yom HaTzmut this year, the year the tshuva was written, which is actually true this year as well, Tavshin Ayin Dalet, which is actually most years, 3 out of every 4 years, Yom HaTzmut is not celebrated on the proper day because of Chilul Shabbos concerns. So here also, the question is there a halachic difference between years that it's on the right day and years that it's pushed off? This year, Yom HaTzmut is supposed to be on Monday, and it's celebrated, at least in Eretz Yisrael, and in most places, on Tuesday. So the tshuva that was written by them goes as follows. Im hakamat medinat Yisrael pasku rov rubam shel rabbanei Yisrael sheze ha'yasa Hashem nagil v'nismachavo. With the establishment of the state of Israel, most of the rabbis in Israel decided that this is the day that Hashem has made for us. We should rejoice with it. Pasuk from Halal. And we should see the establishment of the Medina, of the state, as a miracle that we should thank Hashem for. Obviously a tremendous miracle. That's what they're presenting here. Again, obviously not the necessarily the majority today in certain segments of the community. But at that time, most of the rabbis in Israel actually did believe that that was the case. Al kein mitzvah hi linhog biyom hei bi'iyar yom chag. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to celebrate the day of hei of iyar, hei iyar, as a day of a chag. Im kol mishtamah b'kach, including everything that, all the implications that go along with that. U'mekeva shetarich zeh chal b'mei ha-sfira, harimash ma'otah gam b'kach shalachot ha-belut b'telot b'yom zeh. Since this day always falls out during the days of Sfirat Omer with the restrictions of mourning that we have, so it would seem to be that if we really treat this day as a chag, then all of the laws that have to do with Avelut also should be nullified for that day. And he says, indeed, this is what people do. Many of the religious Dati Lumi people do in Eretz Yisrael, is that they shave, possibly take haircuts, and participate in celebrations, including singing and dancing and music, to celebrate Yom HaTzmut. Harisha Litzion Harav Harashi Lisrael Harav Yitzchak Nisim Hitir Litzkaleach Lechvod Hayom Bistamcho Ala Poskim Rabim Hamatirin Litzkaleach Bimeh Sfir Gam Miglal Sibot Shuliot. One of the earlier Sephardi chief rabbis, Rav Yitzchak Nisim, so he actually permitted shaving for L'chvod Yom HaTzmut based on poskim that allow you to shave during the days of Sefira even for other reasons. And basically here they, in the footnote, they quote the Radbaz, the Chida, Rav Yaakov Emden, and a few others who basically were making in other situations of during Sefira for shaving, for example, Bris Mila, and other occasions possibly for Bar Mitzvah celebration, and things like this, which are not specifically, you know, holidays during Sefirat HaOmer, but yet many of the poskim do allow one to shave during that time. So he says this is no worse than any of those kind of things. Therefore, it should be permissible to shave here also if we consider Yom HaTzmut to be a chag. In terms of the basis for that, so this is already, there's plenty of literature about this. The sources that they quote here of how, who talked about Yom HaTzmut being a chag. So one of the things he quotes is Rav Menachem Kasher, the author of the Torah Shlema. So he wrote in one of his Sfarim called Kol HaTorah, and also I think certain things, aspects of this are being printed on HaTzkufa HaGdolah, another work of his, a list of Rabbanim that basically called to participate in the elections of the first Knesset in Israel, as well as a list of a couple hundred Rabbanim actually said in 1948 that the establishment of the State of Israel is actually the Atchalta de Geula, which again today is still affiliated with the Tzionit Dati Lumi movement, but in the more right-wing, more Haredi world, you would never hear that. But yet in that time, there were actually quite a few of the Haredi Rabbanim that actually signed that statement that Rav Kasher quotes in Hatzkufa HaGadola, that it was actually the Atchalta de Geula. He also quotes here in the footnote the Tshuva of Meshulam Roth. This is a very, very famous Tshuva. He wrote the Sefer, the Tshuvas Kol Mevaser. He was a Rav in Bnei Brak 50 years ago when Bnei Brak wasn't completely Haredi, the way that it is today. And Rav Roth actually paskins that you say Hala with a Bracha, but he discusses also in the Tshuva how Yom HaTzmud, in his opinion, is definitely supposed to be a Yom Tov based on all of the great things that happened based on the establishment of the State of Israel. Rav Yitzchak Nisim, we just mentioned before, also has an article about this that they quote in the footnote from in a Sefer, which is probably print by now, but it's called Hilchot Yom HaTzmud B'Yom Yerushalayim, edited by Professor Nachum Rakover. Rav Shaul Yisraeli, also in his Sefer Eretz Chemda and Siman Vav, also he discusses this point, and he also holds that Yom HaTzmud is Yom Tov, and a number of other Rabbanim as well, obviously, but that's what they're basing, you know, this discussion on, of Yom HaTzmud being a day of a Yom Tov. Obviously, this is largely based on the Hashkafic perspective, that this is a very, very positive thing for the Jewish world. The Tshuva continues with a discussion from Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook. Achein mekublanu gam mipi agon Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook. Shegar b'mi shelo hitkalech likrat Yom HaTzmud. That apparently Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, who was Rav Cook's son, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of America's Arav, so he apparently was not very happy with people that did not shave for Yom HaTzmud. And basically, the Rav Aviner, Shlomo Aviner, Teret Kohanim, and one of the Rabbanim of Beit El. So he has a sefer that I don't remember which sefer it's in Hebrew, but in English, they have a sefer that comes from his radio shows. You can find this online also if you Google it. Rav Aviner reports that when he was in, when he was a Talmud of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, so you know, they asked Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook whether it was permissible to shave in honor of Yom HaTzmud. So he didn't answer right away, and a little later he said, "Tomorrow there will be an exam on your faces." On Yom HaTzmud, he saw that some students had been strict with themselves and had not shaved. He said about them, "Their faces show their character," which is a play off Pasuk in Yeshaya, Paragimel, just HaKarat Bnehem Antabam, which he says basically means that, obviously, if they hadn't shaved, then that shows that they're not serious about this, which means they had not absorbed the true joy of the day. He added, "When there is faith, there is joy, and when there is joy, there are no halachic doubts." How long will we speak out of both sides of our mouths, based on Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches? Do we believe in the revealed redemption or not? So Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook certainly felt that one should shave in honor of Yom HaTzmut. And back in the Tshuva, in the Eretz Chemda Tshuva, Mar HaBazak, so they quote also their Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, also held that one would be allowed to shave in honor of Yom HaTzmut. That's quoted in one of the Luach Eretz Yisrael's called Shana B'Shana. the Luach with all the different dates and the instructions of what to do in Shul. So they quote this in the name of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. The Shuva continues, Ba'ashir l'achlata l'agdim et chagigot yom atzmut liyom hei. Concerning the question of shaving, to move the day up by a day, or to move it back a day. Kasher huchal pi aluach be'erev Shabbat, when it falls on Friday, according to the calendar. In today's case, this year is when it falls on Monday, and it's celebrated on Tuesday. But one of the other cases is that it falls on Friday or even Shabbos, and it's bumped up to Thursday. So in terms of that, they say to look at an article by Rav Gorin, who wrote about this. Basically, he discusses some sources. He concludes based on certain aspects of the Purim miracle and other things that perhaps we can move up the day of Yom HaAtzmaut without a problem. He points out also that the miracle of establishing the state was not only restricted to the day of Heiyar. That was the day that it was established because that was the day that the state was declared. But the truth is, because the War of Independence was unfortunately began the next day, that's when the Arabs declared war on us, and that war lasted for a couple of months. So the truth is, really, other days also could be appropriate for commemorating the Nes, and therefore he says, in a year that you can't celebrate on Heiyar, there's room to allow switching the day to a different day. They note in the footnotes a little earlier in footnote number 3, that Rav Avadya Haddai, who was the author of the Yaskil Avdi, actually did not agree with this. He felt that that if you don't have a sufficiently significant event on the specific day that you're commemorating, you can't really establish that day as a major Yom Tov. So he wouldn't necessarily have agreed with this. But the standard today in Eretz Yisrael is to follow this practice, to even if the day can't be observed, so to change the day to the day before or day after, depending on which case it is, without a problem. The Tshuva continues, Od yesh l'tzayin ki hagon Rav Tzvi Yudakuk hirba l'daber al kach sheyesh kiddush Hashem in kamohu b'kach shemedinat Yisrael hechlita l'aknat achag g'day l'nu achil Shabbos. Rav Tzvi Yudakuk also used to speak about the fact that there was a tremendous kiddush Hashem from the fact that Medinat Yisrael actually was they actually decided to bump up to make the Chag a day earlier in order to prevent Chil Shabbos. And even the declaration of the state to begin with was done before Shabbos, so that it shouldn't be started with Chil Shabbos. So certainly the fact that it's celebrated not on Shabbos, even though Shabbos or even Friday might be the day of Heiyar, is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, which should not be underestimated in terms of the significance of the Torah and religious life in Medina Yisrael. Just to mention one other point before we conclude the last two lines of the Tshuva, should be noted, of course, that not everybody agrees with these Piske Halacha, but this is generally the standard which is accepted in most places in Eretz Yisrael among the Dati Lumi community. Rav Schachter, I believe, has been quoted as recommending not to shave in honor of Yom HaAtzmaut. He felt that since the takana for the minhag for not shaving during Sfira is very, very old, already back to the times of the Gaonim, so that's something which we should not override just because of Yom HaAtzmaut. However, supposedly, he felt that that listening to music, because that was already a little bit of a later discussion in the Achronim, so there is room to be makil for Yom HaAtzmaut. There definitely are sources. One of the major ones is Rav Chaim Palagi, who has a tshuva, where he writes that that in his time they had a city which had miracles that took place to some of the people in the city during the days of Sfirat HaOmer, and they established for themselves a Yom Tov on those days to commemorate it, just like Purim, which is again another discussion, but very much related here. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well in Hilchos Purim, that one can actually make a Yom Tov for something that takes place if they get saved from being attacked or killed by non-Jews. So actually one can make a Yom Tov similar to Purim. So one example of this was in the days of Chaim Palagi, and apparently he paskened for them that even though it took place during Sfira, because it was like a Yom Tov, they were actually allowed to shave in honor of their day, just like Purim. So here also some of the Rabbanim quote this as well to prove that it is mutter to shave during Yom HaAtzmaut. But again, as we mentioned, Rav Schachter doesn't necessarily agree with that, and there are others also that are a little bit more machmir. The end of the tshuva concludes with a very important point. B'chol ofen yesh lizkor ki avilus yimei ha'sfira nikba biglal shel tzareinu lo nagu kavod zeh v'zeh. The reason why mourning was established during this period of sfira anyway, in the first place, is because of the fact that the students of Rabbi Akiva did not act appropriately to each other. And therefore, whatever it is, whatever the discussion is, one should be careful not creating machlokas. And that's what they're instructing the community in Memphis, those that want to celebrate Yom HaTzmut, with music and shaving or whatever, they should be very, very careful not to create machlokas with others in the community. And they should try as hard as they can to make sure that the fire of controversy of machlokas should not spread in the community. And therefore they should make sure that anything that they do should be done with explanations and in good taste and without trying to cause a fight. And that's the conclusion of the tshuva, to support shaving and music in honor of Yom HaTzmut. Of course, there's all the articles that they quote here. There's plenty of other sources as well, and a large discussion about making Yom Tov out of Yom HaTzmut in the first place. And they don't really get into all the details here, but again, a lot of this is based on earlier sources and earlier discussions. The next tshuva, which we're not going to read inside now, is worthwhile to note, is a tshuva that's written to the community in Chicago, actually. The question that they were asked was about having Yom HaTzmut party, but the date of the party was actually before Yom HaTzmut. It was a couple days earlier, which they were going to have a big celebration with a singer from Israel, and a few other things. And the shiloh was whether it was permissible to do that during the period of Sfirat HaOmer. And this response from Rabbi Zak repeats what they said in the previous tshuva, that it's permissible on Yom HaTzmut itself to have music and dancing. However, to do so on other days is a problem, a violation of the minhag of Avelus during Sfira. So therefore he says that's not okay. Certainly live performances is problematic. He does point out that if it's just background music, then maybe there's room to allow it. That's the only allowance that they would have. In truth, this allowance is also extended in other poskim as well in terms of the period of Sfiras Omer. When driving, many poskim allow you to have background music. The other aspects of Sfira as well, background music might be permissible, but other than that, they don't allow, and this is the consensus of most poskim as well, that whatever heter of Yom HaTzmut is not a blanket heter which you can apply to any celebration, whichever day you want, and it's really limited to the day that Yom HaTzmut is actually going to be celebrated. So we should be zochet to recognize and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous miracles that we've had with the establishment of the State of Israel, and to celebrate these miracles properly and halachically, and be able to, God willing, get to the next stage of the Geula Shleima in the very near future.